The restaurant experience generally follows a simple, familiar procedure. Examine the menu, place an order, wait for the food. The rest is left to the people in the kitchen. For one night this summer, though, about a dozen patrons at The Hive, the restaurant inside the 21C Hotel, did something a little different. They went into the kitchen.
What's this plate you're doing here? What are we dividing it into?
So I'm basically taking the belly and separating the belly and the loin.
Matthew McClure is the executive chef at The Hive. He's standing behind a long table, knives in hand. Tonight, the chef is offering a peek behind the culinary curtain. Over the next 30 minutes or so, he, along with his sous chef Dan, will cut meat from the bone.
We've got a whole Berkshire hog that we're going to be breaking down today. We're not going to go through like everything we're going to do with every little piece, but we're going to sort of section it out. We'll just discuss what we usually do with the different pieces.
The hog comes from a farm just across the state border in southern Missouri. It's already been eviscerated, hung, and had the head removed. And it's been divided into halves.
So, yeah, this is the way it comes. It comes split in half with the head off. We do have the head and the walk-in.
Culinary workshops like this are an occasional outing in downtown Bentonville designed to let people learn more about their food and the people who prepare it. Chef Matt shows the cuts he makes, explaining anatomy, cooking, and the restaurant business along the way. He says almost every bit of this pig will be used.
Where we would use the shoulder, and then the racks where the pork chops come from, the ribs were actually, you know, most people now aren't serving ribs from these because they use the pork belly for bacon or pancetta or whatever. So we don't really do much with the ribs besides make stock out of it. So from here to here, shoulder, we've got the trotter that we usually cut fairly high because we stuff it to put on the butcher plate.
Plus porterhouse, pork chops, and more. Different cuts of meat are placed on different trays. The cuts take about 30 to 45 minutes in a usual setting, and Matthew says the kitchen staff at The Hive does this, on average, once or twice a month. He says there is no particular time of day that's better for this sort of operation than another, though it helps if it isn't a terribly busy night, since the pig does require some amount of room. He says one of the benefits a kitchen gains by getting a pig like this is the ability to make custom cuts.
You know, if I wanted to do a pork chop, you know, and leave the bone on, have like the super dramatic, you know, pork rack, Fred Flintstone style. Like, I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that unless I butchered the animal myself.
The Hive makes its own bacon. In fact, temporary menu items can be created in the restaurant based on what the chef decides to do with a pig like this. He says the pig is cut, then certain items can be added to the menu almost immediately. The kitchen staff takes turns butchering throughout the year, though Chef Matthew says it's not seen as a chore, but as a way to connect with what got many of them into the business in the first place.
You know, this is really what it's all about. I mean, this is real food from, you know, start to finish. And, you know, you can go buy a steak and you can throw it on the grill and it's, you know, enjoy that and it's delicious and all, but, you know, this is really cooking. That is, you know, skipping a few steps.
Some of this meat could be on plates as early as the next morning. The shoulder cuts, for example, could be breakfast sausage. Pork chops can be on the menu the night after the process, after they've been brined for about 12 hours. Other cuts and meats, like the bacon and the ham, will take longer to go from kitchen to customer. Matthew McClure says almost all of the meat will be on the menu. He says that's the only way to make this kind of preparation economically feasible.
The savings is only there if you use everything efficiently. You know, because you're paying for skin, you're paying for fat, you're paying for head, for feet, for everything. So if you think you're just going to sell some pork chops on it and all will be well, you're mistaken. You have to really use everything.
Later, after the session in the kitchen was over, many who watched the process stayed for a drink in the Hive's lounge. Michael Cohen drove to Bentonville from Fayetteville to, as he describes it, watch and learn.
A perspective of scale. I wanted to be able to do this to a deer. I want to do this to a pig. I want to be able to do this to a cow. So a little lesson on the basic anatomy of an animal.
He says during the 30 minutes or so he was in the kitchen, he picked up plenty of valuable tips. And even if most of us do, as the chef says, skip some steps when we eat that steak or the pork, there are lessons that can be learned. Robert Depper, another of the guests in the kitchens, says even if he won't be cutting the next pork chop he eats, it's worth remembering how food gets on his plate.
Having a connection to your food, I mean, like, recognizing that, you know, it's one thing to eat a pork chop and it's just kind of a commodity. It's kind of a thing like any other bauble on the shelf. But you start seeing legs and a head and that, I mean, our lives require lives.
It was also Robert Depper, who made the trip to 21C from Fayetteville, who, during the butchering session, asked the chef the question that everybody else wanted to ask.
You said you had the head back there. What do y'all use that for?
We usually make kind of an Italian version of head cheese, where the skull is actually boned out and removed, and that's brined and cured, and then for several days, and then rolled and poached. So it's like this giant roulade. And then we shave it super thin and put it on our butcher plate.
And for the record, Chef Matthew says using very sharp knives and answering questions from strangers is not dangerous for a professional.
I've broken down enough pigs that not like I could do it with my eyes closed, but I'm really comfortable about where the knife needs to go at the right time, and hopefully I can concentrate enough to answer a question while doing that.
Matthew McClure is the executive chef at The Hive, the restaurant inside 21C in downtown Bentonville. He led a program about preparing pork inside his kitchen this summer.